Tropical storm Hermine will affect the weather here in New England for the better part of this week. The Cape, the islands, and the South Coast all under a tropical storm warning this morning. That means high winds, rough surf, and rain throughout the first half of this week. We spoke with WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, who joined us by Skype this morning, and we asked him first about the storm's location.
Well, Hermine is actually now moving off toward the northwest after moving towards the east over the past day or so, and that means that it will make its closest pass to us here tomorrow night. So as it gets a little bit closer, the cloud shield will tend to increase throughout the morning. We'll also watch rain on radar continue to move towards the west. The exact track of the storm will determine how far west does that rain shield get. Does it only make it to Plymouth? Does it make it to Boston? Or does it make it out to Worcester?
Why is a tropical storm warning posted for the Cape and the South Coast and the islands?
Right. So a tropical storm warning is basically a wind advisory. So it means that winds will be 39 miles per hour or higher. And that is similar to a typical nor'easter. The reason it's called a tropical storm is because the storm originated in the tropics. It had a warm core to it. So the term shouldn't scare people or freak people out. It's no more serious in this particular situation than a nor'easter would be.
We're told that the storm surge is expected to be the biggest problem from Hermine. Is that right?
Right. So the storm surge will be a few feet above mean high tide. So that means that some coastal areas will have typical coastal flooding. But again, for folks listening who live along the coast, it will be more typical to a moderate nor'easter rather than catastrophic type of storm.
What will we see here in Boston from the storm?
So in Boston, we're looking for a chance of showers, especially late today as that rain shield continues to move off towards the west. And then tonight and early tomorrow brings the best chance for showers in the Boston area. We're looking at generally less than a tenth of an inch of rainfall for most places just west of the city. The city might pick up a tenth to a quarter of an inch, maybe a half an inch if that shield moves a little further west. But the bad thing here is that we're not getting into the rain shield. There's a lot of heavy rain offshore. It would be fantastic if it moved into the area. But unfortunately, I don't see any rain, significant rain from this for most of the drought-stricken areas. And I don't see any rain for quite some time, perhaps another 7 to 10 days. So this drought, we're talking about the storm, but this drought is really getting serious.
And how long will we feel the effects of Hermine, do you think?
So we will feel the effects right through Wednesday night and perhaps as late as Thursday over the North Shore and the extreme outer portion of the Cape.
And then you're saying more dry weather and warm temperatures, is that right?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, temperatures Thursday will get well into the 80s, perhaps near 90. Friday is up into the lower 90s in many areas, 80s at the coastline, and Saturday continues well into the 80s to perhaps near 90. So no rain, more heat, more humidity. The summer really will not end.
WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, he joined us by Skype this morning. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Boston is not known as an all-night city. Unlike New York, this city sleeps. But while most of us are sleeping, there's a lot of activity in pockets of the city, including the Deer Island Treatment Plant. WBUR's Miles Gordon recently visited the facility in the wee hours and met some of the crew responsible for keeping the pipes clear and everything flowing smoothly.
3 a.m. at the Deer Island Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Okay, I'm going to turn that RSL up a little bit more. We want to take that at least 4 feet down so we can turn it over to the contractor.
In the control room, Area Supervisor of Operations Bill Mulvaney checks in with the field operator on a maintenance issue.
Negative. I'm going to turn up the RSL pump.
I'll keep an eye on it.
All is okay. This call routine. Such check-ins happen constantly during the overnight shift. It's from this large control room, filled with computer panels, banks of controls, and remote devices, that a small crew shoulders a big responsibility, the flow of 140,000 gallons of raw sewage per minute. Bill Mulvaney.
Most of the time, and then people don't realize, at nighttime is probably the biggest time when you'll have a problem. You'll have rain, and you don't have any maintenance staff. You have lightning or power outages, and that's when you need to have people that are really on their game.
Deer Island, at its essence, is the automated digestive system for much of eastern Massachusetts. It consumes, and there's no delicate way to put this, all our waste. Whatever's flushed travels through a series of sewers and pipes to Deer Island, where it's processed in a city-sized plant. Some of it arrives in this building, the Winthrop Terminal Facility, where shift operator Keith Perrin leads the way.
What this does is it takes wastewater from a couple of nearby towns, Revere and East Boston, part of Chelsea, and it takes wastewater directly without any prior filtering.
You got to mingle with the elements in this particular room, huh?
That's right. This is kind of a tough pumping station. You're up kind of up close and personal with the stuff that's coming in here.
We move on, and so does the somewhat treated sewage, to the grit facility, where heavy particles are removed because they can damage the pumps. What's left is processed and eventually winds up in the digesters, those 12 130-foot-tall egg-shaped containers visible from the harbor and from the sky to anyone flying into Logan Airport.
What we're looking at is treated sludge flowing out of one of the digesters on Deer Island.
We're standing in a corridor above the digester, looking through a hatch, the final stop on the tour. Beneath, in the dimly lit egg, 3 million gallons of brown sloshing sludge is being stirred by mixers. Deer Island treats the stuff to kill bacteria. Dried out, this goop will eventually become fertilizer. The liquid, also treated, is pumped out through a 9-mile tunnel into deep sea.
What would you like people to know about the job you do here?
Well, I think they should feel good that we're getting the job done while they sleep. And we're taking care of things here, and no worries.
In a few hours, the plant will be humming with the activity of hundreds of workers. But for now, it's just the churning of the digester and a handful of operators. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miles Gordon.